And welcome everyone to another special edition of The Late Shift. My name is Rodney Fisher with the Real Fan Sports Network, here with Royce Fisher from the Real Fan Sports Network. And we can't believe what we just witnessed. The Mavericks take a 2-1 series lead over the San Antonio Spurs. That's the number 8 seed against the number 1 seed. They win tonight 109-108. And San Antonio led by 5, 100-95, with 2:11 left to go in the fourth quarter. But Dallas closed the game out on a 14-8 run and to get the win at 109-108. And Vince Carter, half man, half amazing, the old guys, people like to joke about him in the locker room, hits the corner three-pointer at the buzzer to give Dallas the victory. Stay tuned, guys. We got a lot of stuff to cover. Plus, we're going to hear from Rick Carlisle on that shot, also from Vince Carter himself, Monte Ellis, and Tim Duncan as well. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Late Shift here on the Real Fan Sports Network. Royce, what's your take on it?
This is Royce Fisher with RS Sports Radio, where I have just witnessed one of the greatest games in playoff history. With only 1.7 seconds left on the clock, Vince Carter took an inbound pass from Jose Calderon and hit a three-pointer over Manu Ginobili to give the Dallas Mavericks to go ahead and win 109-108. Just seconds earlier, Manu Ginobili hit a layup to give the San Antonio Spurs a two-point lead, leaving only 1 second left on the clock. Vince Carter did a double pump fake over Manu Ginobili and went up for the three and hit the game-winning shot. Monte Ellis led the way with Dallas with 29 points. And again, Dallas goes ahead of San Antonio, 2-1. We'll look forward to a game on Monday night where Dallas will again take on San Antonio in a must-win game for San Antonio. This is Royce Fisher with RS Sports Radio.
Calling all sports fans, there's only one place to go to get all your sports news, information, radio shows, sports talk, anything that you want to do, that's RFSN, the Real Fan Sports Network. Log on to realfansportsnetwork.com to hear shows from across the country. And of course, make sure you can hear this show on the Real Fan Sports Network. Go to TuneIn Radio on the TuneIn Radio app and search for RFSN to get sports talk 24/7 from a fan's perspective. That's the Real Fan Sports Network. Real Fan Sports Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Late Shift. Again, my name is Rodney Fisher with Royce Fisher here courtside to talk about this game three, this pivotal game three. You know, playoff teams, in the playoffs in the NBA, the team that wins game three, is 82% more likely to win the entire series. And the Mavericks being an 8 seed at home for the first time, getting this win was huge for them. We heard Dirk in our last show comment that, you know, he much rather might want to play this game in San Antonio the way they played in game one and game two. But they came out tonight in a hard-fought game. They went in the half up over the Spurs and let the Spurs get back in the third quarter, but were able to close it out in their fourth quarter. And Vince Carter, of course, is the big story of the night, hitting that corner three-pointer for the win. He had 11 points tonight, a quiet 11 points, but that 3 points was probably the biggest shot he's made in a Maverick uniform. Let's go ahead and go to Coach Rick Carlisle. He talks about the setup for this shot that Vince took to get the win.
I know you've run a lot for Monte in the past this year, but was that part of the players just described? You know, it's an option, and it was going to have to be a quick shot. You know, any pump fake was going to have to be quick. I mean, it was a great catch, and Jose did a great job getting him the ball because Ginobili was denying it. And the execution of the shot was great, obviously. And Vince really deserves it. You know, he's been so good for us, and he's been about so many of the right things that, you know, you always hope that a guy like this can have a moment like this in a big playoff game. So really happy for him, and we survived it. It was tough, you know, not looking good with a minute or, you know, 2 minutes to go down five. But guys hung in. You know, we got the ball in the basket a couple times and made a big play at the end.
Can you talk about Samuel Dellinger's play tonight, 10 rebounds, four block shots?
And his Sam was real active, and, you know, he just got to keep doing what he's doing. When his activity is like this and he's rebounding it and he's got a presence at the rim, it makes it such a big difference for us. And really, I mean, we need him to do that. You know, Blair had a huge game last game. You know, Wright had a big game the first game. Those guys are a tag team. You know, and between the three of them, we've got to get the job covered at the center position. And his shot making, I'm not concerned about. You know, he's so important to us in so many other areas that, you know, I'm not going to get into a dissertation about, you know, his shots and this thing. Hey, he just got to keep playing, doing what he's doing, and, you know, you stick to the process, and good things will happen. And I thought he shot it better today. Look at his numbers, you know, 7 for 13. And, you know, what's wrong with that? They shoot over 50%, and they're making it hard on him to get shots. So our awareness has got to be there to get him the ball in the right spots. And, you know, we just got to keep attacking and keep aggressive. If we have a balance around him with other guys attacking and stuff, it's easier to get him freed up a little bit once in a while. But otherwise, it's hard. You know, it's just really hard. You know, we weren't very good today. I mean, we got to do a lot better defensively. You know, 106 is probably a losing number, you know, and most nights in the playoffs. We got some things to get cleaned up in the next day and a half. You know, we'll study it, you know, on film and do whatever we have to do tomorrow to get ready for Monday night. But we're playing a great team. And, you know, they got a great coach. And they're going to keep throwing the kitchen sink at us. And we're going to keep throwing it at them. And we know how hard it is to beat a team like this because we didn't have very good experiences in the previous 9 or 10 games leading to the playoffs. So, you know, we're gonna stay humble about any win we're able to get and make sure that we keep our eye on the ball and keep focusing and concentrating on the things that are important.
Along those lines, Rick, can you just describe the position you put yourself in now that you clearly have their attention and you're in this series? It's going to be a long series, obviously.
Yeah, it's whistle to whistle, man. We're never going to get ahead of ourselves. You know, we just can't do that because they're too good and they got too many weapons. And so, you know, we can exhale briefly today. You know, by midnight tonight, we got to be turning our attention, you know, right toward game four and the things that we got to do better. And they're, you know, they're going to keep adjusting things too, and we got to. You know, we
got to
be up to it.
As you guys can hear, Rick Carlisle, of course, always thinking about the next game, talking a little bit about game four and how they cannot let up off the gas for that game. That game will be Monday night in Dallas as well. Let's talk about Monte Ellis real quick. You know, he's been so big for the Mavericks team this entire series. You know, we got him in the offseason thinking that he was going to be the Robin to Dirk being the Batman, and he has lived up to that moniker here in this playoff series. In this game here tonight, he had a playoff career high of 29 points in tonight's game. He had 11 in the second quarter, 12 in the fourth quarter, so that was in 37 minutes. And he previous playoff high was 22 at Miami. That was back in 2013. And he did such a fantastic job for tonight. Let's go to Monte Ellis and hear him talk about that shot from Vince and also the game in his whole.
Monte, nobody gave y'all a chance going into this series to be up two games on the San Antonio Spurs. What does that do for the team's confidence and yours too?
I mean, it's great. We still got to, you know, stay the course. They're a great team. I know they're going to come back with vengeance. We just got to take it game by game, enjoy this win for a couple of hours, and then get ready for game four.
Monte, can you take us to that last play that it looked like the defense keyed in on you running a wheel route and we've seen you knock down the game winner against Portland on and then Vince was in the corner?
Yeah, that was the play. Coach just told Vince that how they was he seen how they was playing and he expected him to play that way. And he told Vince Carter when he come off, he's going to be wide open in that corner. And he told him that he was going to knock it down. So, you know, Vince did a great job of gathering himself, understanding the clock, got a head fake. He went for it, knocked the shot down, came out with a win.
But you guys were down 5 with 2 minutes to go, and you kind of took it upon yourself to take over with a couple of drives, and one with like a hook over Duncan. Did you just feel like you had to get it done there?
I don't think so. You know, Dirty hit a couple free throws. You know, Sam hit 2 free throws. So I think it was a total team effort. I just ran through the pick and roll, took what the defense gave me, and was able to knock down some shots.
Monte, you obviously came here in large part because you hadn't had any chance to be in the playoffs and be a part of this. How personally satisfying is it for you to have this type of performance on this stage?
Oh, man, I just go out there and play basketball like I've been doing the whole season. I got a great group of guys who believe in me, who's backing me, and we all tied into this thing. And the points may look like, you know, it was me, but it was a total team effort. Even when we got down, we stuck together as a team, got deep in the stop we needed, and came out on that end and scored in the afternoon.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Late Shift. Again, you heard Royce asking Monte specifically about being up 2-1, not having the chance anybody gave him in this series. And at this point, you've got to give the Mavericks a chance to get the win here, especially if they can get another win. Of course, in game 4, they'll be up 3-1, going back to San Antonio with only one game to do it. And, you know, surprisingly, you know, a lot of people are not talking about this series and the fact that, you know, the Mavericks have a legitimate chance of now winning. So I think now the Mavericks have got to come up in the conversation, especially when you look at the Western Conference and things that are going on with some of these other teams, some on the court, some off the court, that if the Mavericks can get by and squeak by in this series, there's a legitimate chance they could get back to the finals as well. Now, without further ado, let's go to the man of the hour, Vince Carter, who is coming up to the podium to talk a little bit about that shot and about the game as well, too. Let's take it away and go back inside the press conference for Vince Carter, half man, half amazing.
Vince Carter. I'll talk to the media after the game with it, John.
You take us through the last play, and Monte said that Rick told you in the huddle, you're going to get the ball in the corner and you're going to knock down the shot.
Yeah, he said, you know, just get ready. You're going to be there. You're going to make this shot. So I was just looking for options. They kept taking a lot of time trying to figure out how they're going to guard Monte coming up. So we figured it might not be there. So our second and third option, we wanted to make sure we were ready. And that's what he said. He said, hey, you're going to get the ball and you're going to knock it down. I said, okay, no problem.
And that's the same exact shot that you took in that playoff series against the
2001.
And you told me you practiced that shot every day. Were you thinking about that?
To be honest with you, I thought about that as we were coming out of time. I was like, if we get the ball, hey, you know, let's make this one. So in my mind, I was ready for it. I had already made the shot before the play happened. If I got the ball, so I'm glad it worked out.
What kind of pressure is that, Vince, when your coach already told you you're going to make the shot before you even get the ball?
Well, I don't mind the pressure shots. I don't mind taking the game winning shot. I don't mind, you know, missing them and dealing with it. So I think having that mentality helps me, you know, maybe not everyone else, but I can go out there and just take the shot with confidence, and sometimes you're going to miss them, you know, and I can live with it, but you know, sometimes you'll miss a big shot, you know, 2001, and you hold on to it for a while until you get the opportunity again. So I'm just glad it worked out this time, years later. Since you had a different motor tonight, for whatever reason, I mean, attacking, rebounding, defending, just doing it all. I mean, we need his presence. We said that from the beginning. His presence is going to be important, and each big man in line behind him is going to be as important. So I think tonight he's active. I think seeing some shots going for him, getting to the free throw line and knocking himself down really gave him confidence. I think he understands how important he is to this team. He's taking the challenge. I mean, Tim Duncan's the Hall of Famer, hands down. So I think he just wanted to accept the challenge and see where he stands as a defender. And Jose, I mean, I know his minutes has been fluctuating up and down, but at the same time, he's a veteran. He's a guy that was ready. He's ready to go, and I think he still knows that he's important to this team.
He shoots the ball extremely well. He spreads the floor. So tonight, well, that's what we told him. As soon as you step on the floor, if you're open, shoot the ball. And I think there again, once a player sees a couple of shots go in, I mean, raise your level of confidence.
Vince, Rick was happy for you. Your teammates were happy for you. They were mobbing you. Can you give us the clean, edited version of what you were saying to them on the floor?
The white version.
Okay, and that was Vince Carter in a very celebratory mood. Of course, you should be after hitting the game-winning shot in the playoffs. Let's talk a little bit about the Spurs and what happened to them tonight. They played a pretty good game. They played very, very tough. They did put up 108 points. They had five players in double figures. Tim Duncan tonight with 22 points. Kawhi Leonard had his best game of the series so far with 17. Tony Parker with 19. They've yet to really get Danny Green on track. Only 3 points tonight. He has not had a very good series. Was 1-for-4 from the three-point line. And he's got to make threes for this team to advance any further than the first round. And Manu Ginobili, of course, coming off the bench, had that big game in San Antonio, but tonight had 12 points. All of those 12 points came in the second half, including the go-ahead bucket to get the lead with 1.7 left on the clock before Vince took that three-pointer to get the win. So they did what they had to do in the second half to get the win. Just unfortunately, it wasn't in the cards for them tonight. Let's go to Tim Duncan to hear his comments about the game tonight before we wrap things up. Let's go inside the press conference for Tim Duncan.
Just trying to keep him off, trying to get a clean one off, and I thought all in all we did just about everything right. Switched a whole bunch of movement, didn't pop to the corner, and Mono gets over and contests the shot, and he just waits to let him by and knock it out. Back of the play this far.
Just how close is the, or how thin is the line between walking out of here with a smile on your face and you get the thing like it's going to be?
Yeah, it's about 1.7.
But is it, I mean, it's two games out of three to come down to that, it seems like.
Yeah. It's a tough series thus far, and it's that close. It's a game of mistakes, and it's a game of inches. And I got the better of us tonight. Refocus ourselves. We've got to get Monday. So we'll dwell on this one for a little while. And everybody's very disappointed, obviously, to have come that far and fought that hard and to let it go like that. But we have to get the one on Monday and turn it back into a series. Go with the game plan, and we go with the game plan, we try to execute it. And thus far, they've been very good. Put a lot of pressure on Tony, obviously, with Sean and rotating and getting to our shooters as well. So, but we've been executing as well. Except the second game where we turned the ball over a bunch, we've done pretty well. Right in games. So hopefully we can get that edge that we need in the next one and tie the series up.
Tim Pop said that he had wanted you pressuring the inbounds passer on that final play, and then of course had to make the substitution, put Corey back in to the game for Boris because of the were the substitutes or whatever it was. How much did that affect the whole defensive scheme on that last?
There's no way to know that. There's no way to know that. We stayed in front of everybody. We switched on everything. Mon was on the inbounder for a little while when he'd been on the inbounder. I mean, it was what it was. It happened the way it happened. Not much we can say about that.
And welcome back to the Late Shift, everyone. Again, want to thank you guys for downloading our podcast on iTunes or following us online. Of course, you can get all the shows and any NBA action on our website, realfansportsnetwork.com, or go to rfsportsradio.com. For myself, Rodney Fisher, and Royce Fisher, we'll see you guys at Game 4. We'll be live again from inside the American Airlines Arena for that game. So stay tuned. It'll be Monday night, Game 4. The Mavericks take a 2-1 series lead over the number one seed Spurs. Stay tuned because there's more to come here on the Real Fan Sports Network.